Yo, what's good, fam?
Riley Hart here, and let's get real for a sec. Ever feel like you're drowning in obligations, like your to-do list is longer than your Instagram feed, and me time is just a mythical unicorn you heard about in ancient scrolls? You know that feeling when you finally have a free minute, but then guilt trips harder than your mom after leaving the dishes piled up? Yeah, me too. We're Gen Z, the generation of hustlers, side hustlers, and multitaskers on overdrive. But here's the tea. We can't pour from an empty cup. Self-care isn't selfish. It's essential for survival in this chaotic world. Today, we're tackling that guilt monster head-on. We're going to learn how to silence those inner critics and actually prioritize taking time for ourselves without feeling like a total slacker. Trust me, I'm not talking about some bougie spa day or meditating on a mountaintop. We're keeping it real, Gen Z style. Think 5-minute meditation apps, throwing on your favorite playlist while you choreograph a TikTok dance. Or just taking a damn walk outside and breathing in some fresh air. Small things, big impact. First up, recognize those guilt triggers. You know them. The what will people think vibes, the pressure to always be on, that nagging voice telling you should be doing something more productive. It's like our society is programmed to make us feel bad for resting. But here's the truth bomb. You deserve a break. Seriously, you're not a robot. And remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Take it from someone who tried to run on fumes for way too long. It doesn't end well. Next up, reframe your perspective. Think about self-care as fuel, not a luxury. It's the stuff that keeps you running, creating, and crushing those goals. Imagine your favorite video game. You gotta recharge your energy bar before you can level up, right? Self-care is like that energy bar for your real life. It's an investment in yourself, not a waste of time.
Okay, let's talk about planning. I know, scheduling me time sounds super lame, but hear me out. It's not about rigidly sticking to a timetable. It's about creating pockets of intentionality in your day. Maybe that's 15 minutes before bed to read, or an hour on Sunday afternoon for that online course you've been eyeing. Start small and build from there. Remember, consistency trumps intensity. Now let me drop some realness. It's gonna take time to break those guilt patterns. You might slip up, you might second-guess yourself. That's totally normal. Just don't beat yourself up over it. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your wins, even the tiny ones, and keep showing up for yourself. Okay, picture this. You're scrolling through your phone, feeling that familiar. I should be doing something more productive. Guilt creeping in. Suddenly, you remember our self-care chat. You know you deserve a break. So instead of diving back into the endless scroll, you put on your headphones, blast your favorite tunes, and have a little dance party in your room. Boom, guilt buster activated. Remember, fam, self-care isn't about being perfect, it's about showing up for yourself, even when it feels hard. You're worth it, trust me. So, go out there and prioritize your well-being. You won't regret it. And don't forget to hit that follow button, rate the podcast, and share it with your squad. Let's spread the self-care love.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.